Good evening. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Dobro večer, zadovoljstvo mi je večeras biti ovdje s vama.
We're glad that you took the opportunity tonight to join us.
Drago mi je da ste vi večeras iskoristili priliku da nam se pridružite.
It was a beautiful day out in Zagreb today.
Danas je bio prekrasan dan u Zagrebu.
But I was inside all day.
Ali ja sam bio cijeli dan u kući.
Because we had to paint in our house.
Zbog toga smo našu kuću morali bojati.
So about 3 hours ago, I was up to my elbows in yellow paint.
Tako da sam prije 3 sata bio sam do laktova u žutoj boji.
But I'm glad to be here with you tonight.
Ali jako mi drago da sam večeras ovdje s vama.
Because we believe that the theme tonight, how to resolve conflict in marriage, is one of the most important that we can talk about in all of our marriage issues.
Vjerujemo da ova tema o kojoj ćemo govoriti večeras, rješavanje sukoba u braku, je jedna od najvažnijih tema ako želimo da naš brak uspije i uopće u rješavanju problema u braku.
According to the Chicago Tribune, one couple in London fought so often.
Prema jednom londonskom časopisu, jedan par se toliko svađao.
That one day in 1994,
da jednog dana 1994. godine,
they came to a point in their fight.
Došli su do jednog trenutka u svojoj međusobnoj svađi.
Where the woman got in the car and ran over her husband.
Sjela u auto i pregazila supruga.
The husband was 55 years old.
Njezin suprug je imao 54 godine.
And he suffered 45 fractures.
I zbog toga što ga je pregazila, slomljene su mu 45 kostiju.
He was hospitalized for 5 months.
Bio u bolnici 5 mjeseci.
And his wife was thrown into jail for grievous bodily harm.
Njegova supruga je završila u zatvoru zbog nanošenja tjelesnih ozljeda.
And then the husband did a remarkable thing.
Nakon što se oporavio, njezin suprug je učinio jednu nevjerojatnu stvar.
He asked the judge at her trial hearing to set her free.
Na njezinom suđenju muž je zamolio suca da je oslobodi.
And this is what he said.
I on je rekao sljedeće.
He said, I can't live without her.
Rekao je sucu, ja ne mogu živjeti bez nje.
Well, he was confined to a wheelchair at that point.
Taj muž je bio vezan za invalidska kolica u tom trenutku.
But he said, I can't live without her with me.
I on je rekao, ja bez nje jednostavno ne mogu živjeti.
And the husband told the newspaper later, he said, we're back together and we're basically happy.
Taj muž također je za novine dao izjavu i rekao, mi smo sad opet zajedno i u osnovi smo sretni.
And he said, we still have our fights from time to time.
I rekao, još uvijek se s vremena na vrijeme svađamo.
He says, about his wife, he said, she's still very argumentative though.
A o svojoj supruzi je rekao, ona još uvijek je svađalački raspoložena.
This man showed a remarkable ability to forgive his wife of something that she had done to him.
Ovaj suprug je pokazao jednu nevjerojatnu stvar. On je bio sposoban oprostiti svoju supruzi za ono što mu je napravila.
And we're going to talk about what are the consequences of our fight.
I večeras ćemo govoriti o tome koje su posljedice naših svađa.
And our differences in marriage.
I naših razlika u braku.
Do we use them to draw closer together?
Da li koristimo te naše razlike i svađe kako bismo se približili jedno drugomu?
Or do they drive us apart?
Ili da li nas razdvajaju?
Now, I don't know about you,
ne znam, kako je s vama,
but when we are in conflict, the last thing I want to do is the right thing.
Ali kada sam ja sa suprugom u svađi, posljednja stvar koju želim učiniti je ispravna stvar.
I know that I'm really upset and that the right thing would be to be calm.
Ja znam da sam jako uzrujana i znam da bi bilo ispravno da se smirim.
To ask good questions.
I da suprugu postavljam ispravna pitanja.
But everything inside me just wants to explode.
Ali sve što je u meni jednostavno želi eksplodirati.
So what we have found is that this kind of conflict is pretty common to every marriage.
Ono što smo otkrili da su ovakve svađe uobičajene u svakom braku.
We one time were counseling a couple and we asked them if they had ever had conflict.
Jednom smo savjetovali jedan par i pitali smo ih da li se vi svađate.
No, we haven't had any conflict.
I rekli smo ne, mi uopće nemamo nikakvih sukoba.
Said, really?
Mi smo rekli, što stvarno?
Well, How long have you been dating?
I onda smo ih pitali, pa koliko dugo vi hodate?
They said, oh, we've been together about 6 years now.
A oni su rekli, pa mi smo zajedno već 6 godina.
And you've really not had conflict.
A ja sam rekla, i uopće se niste imali nikakvih sukoba.
They said, really?
Stvarno nikakvih.
Where do you plan to spend Christmas?
A pitala sam ih, gdje planirate provesti Božić?
And both of them looked at each other and said, at my parents, of course.
I taj par u glasu rekli, pa kod mojih roditelja, naravno.
And everyone's thrilled because they finally had conflict.
I oni su konačno otkrili da imaju, da im se dogodio jedan sukob. I sukobi se svima nama događaju.
And our goal is not to avoid conflict, but to handle it correctly when it comes.
Naš cilj nije izbjeći sukob, nego se s njim pozabaviti na ispravan način kada se dogodi.
And really what's going to help us handle it is to make good choices in the middle of the conflict.
A ono što će nam pomoći da sukob riješimo, da donosimo ispravne odluke kada smo u sukobu.
Now when we say this, most people say there is no way I can make a choice in the conflict to be nice.
I kad to kažemo, većina ljudi kaže nema šanse da ću donositi ispravne odluke kad se svađam s nekim i da ću biti ljubazan prema nekom.
My emotions take over and I get talking louder and louder and louder and I just can't control myself.
Mene moje emocije obuzmu i ja pričam sve glasnije i glasnije i jednostavno se ne mogu kontrolirati.
So just imagine this for a minute.
I sada na trenutak zamislite sljedeće.
You're in the middle of a really heated argument together.
Usred ste jedne žučne svađe.
You say, I am so tired of your doing that.
I kažete, dosta mi je da mi to radiš.
I wish you would just stop.
I želim ring, da prestaneš.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Zazvoni telefon i vi se mirno javite. Hello. Oh, da, to bi stvarno bilo lijepo.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Hvala što si me nazvala. Bok.
You see, there was a choice made when the phone rang.
Vidite, tu ste trebali napraviti odluku kad je telefon zazvonio.
And so sometimes we feel like I can't control it, ring, ring, suddenly we control it.
I osjećate se, ne mogu se kontrolirati, i odjednom telefon zazvoni i vi ste pod kontrolom.
And we really believe that in resolving conflicts, it's those choices that you make that make all the difference in the world.
I zato vjerujemo da kada dolazi do sukoba, kada ga rješavate, odluke koje donosite prave razliku prilikom ishoda tog sukoba.
One way that we deal with one way that we need to make good choices is in how we handle the hurt in our marriages.
Jedan od načina kako donositi dobre odluke je kako se nosimo s boli koje osjećamo, koje nam supružnik nanese.
How many of you would say that you enjoy when conflict happens in your marriage?
Koliko vas bi reklo da uživate kada se u braku posvađate?
I wouldn't.
Ja ne bi.
I hate it when Jane and I have conflict in between us.
Ja mrzim kada Jane i ja imamo sukob.
Because it makes it feel like something's wrong with our marriage.
I to mrzim zato što mi se onda čini da nešto nije u redu s našim brakom.
But I don't think conflict is the culprit here.
Ali mislim da nije najvažnija stvar u ovom slučaju sukob.
It's that we, for the most part, don't know how to disagree well.
Tu se jednostavno radi o tome da većina ljudi ne zna kako se dobro ne slagati sa drugom osobom.
And because of that, most marriages, if not all of them, suffer from some degree of pain and hurt brought on by our conflict.
I zbog toga većina brakova, ako ne svi, jednostavno pate od određene količine boli koju donosi sukob.
And so how do we handle this anger that comes up in the middle of a conflict?
I stoga kako se nositi s bijesom koji izbija kada se sukob pojavi?
Well, I think we respond to anger in one of 6 major ways.
Mislim da na ljutnju, odnosno bijes, reagiramo na jedan od sljedećih 6 načina.
The first is we try to ignore it.
Prvi je da ljutnju pokušavamo ignorirati.
The second is called the volcano method.
Druga metoda se naziva vulkan metoda.
If you just stuff it and stuff it and stuff it and stuff it until you explode all over the room.
Ljutnju potiskujete i potiskujete i potiskujete dok jednostavno ne eksplodira.
The third is we try to deny it.
Treća je da to pokušavamo zanijekati.
Honey, what's wrong?
I pitamo, dušo, pa što nije u redu?
I'm not mad.
Ja nisam ljuta.
Honey, no really, tell me what's wrong.
Dušo, daj molim te, reci mi, što nije u redu?
I said I'm not mad.
Rekla sam ti da mi nije
ništa. Why don't you ever listen to me when I say I'm not mad?
Zašto me nikad ne slušaš kad ti kažem da nisam ljuta?
Well, maybe because it's that you really look mad to me.
I onda ja kažem, pa možda zato što mi izgledaš ljuto.
Fourthly, we often try to handle our anger by getting even with each other.
Često puta pokušavamo razriješiti bijes tako što pokušavamo supružniku vratiti istom mjerom.
When we were first married, one of my favorite methods of handling my anger was the scorecard.
Kada smo se tek vjenčali, jedna od mojih omiljenih metoda kada bi izbio nekakav sukob je bila jedna kartica na kojoj sam pisala rezultate.
He said one mean thing to me, I get to say one mean thing to him.
On mi je rekao nešto ružno i ja ću njemu reći nešto ružno.
And every time one would come up, then I got to always get even.
I svaki put kad bi se nešto tako dogodilo, ja bih mu vratila istom mjerom.
Really?
Stvarno?
Okay. The fifth thing is to blame it on the other person.
Peta stvar je okrivljujete drugu osobu.
You make me so angry.
Ti me razljutiš tako.
It's not just that I'm angry.
Ne samo da sam ja ljut.
You made me this way.
Nego si me ti natjerala da se razljutim.
What you did, what you said, you made me angry.
Zbog onoga što si rekla i što si napravila, ja sam ljut.
That is basically blaming the other person for my emotion.
I u svojoj osnovi sada okrivljujemo drugu osobu zbog onoga kako se mi osjećamo.
And lastly, we handle our anger just by avoiding it altogether and walking out the door.
I na posljedku šesta stvar, sukob izbjegavamo jednostavno što iziđemo iz kuće.
These are the couples that you meet who are preparing for divorce who say, I just couldn't take it anymore.
I to su parovi koji su pred razvodom i koji kažu, ja to jednostavno više nisam mogao podnositi.
Because anger is such a large part of conflict, resolving conflict requires that we understand how anger develops.
Rješavanje sukoba zahtjeva od nas da razumijemo odakle dolazi taj bijes.
And for many people, anger is the most common emotion they show.
I za većinu ljudi bijes je najuobičajenija emocija koju oni pokazuju.
For many people, myself included at times, anger seems to be the only acceptable emotion to show.
Za mnoge ljude i za mene također, bijes je jedina prihvatljiva emocija koju želim pokazati.
Maybe we have money problems at home.
Možda imamo financijski problema doma.
And we fear what the future is going to bring if we don't have enough money for our family.
I strahujemo što nam budućnost može donijeti ako nemamo dovoljno novaca.
But instead of showing fear, which is an unacceptable emotion,
i umjesto da pokazujemo strah što nam je neprihvatljiva emocija,
we get mad at every lipa our wife spends.
Mi se razbijesimo nad svakom lipom koju naša žena potroši.
So why do we show anger?
I stoga zato pokazujemo ljutnju.
I think there are a few reasons.
Postoje nekoliko razloga zašto pokazujemo ljutnju.
The first is that our rights have been violated.
Prvi je da su naša prava ugrožena.
This happens most often at her house because we have six children.
U našoj kući se to najčešće događa zbog toga jer mi imamo šestero djece.
And we haven't gotten over the belief that we deserve a good night's sleep.
I još uvijek vjerujemo da zaslužujemo noću spavati svih 8 sati.
And so when we're in bed asleep and kids keep getting up and interrupting our sleep, we get angry with them.
I noću kada spavamo i kada nam djeca iz kojekakvih razloga dolaze u sobu, mi se jednostavno razljutimo na njih.
Because my right to a good night's sleep has been violated.
I to zbog toga što moje pravo da noću spavam je ugroženo.
Or maybe our expectations have not been met.
Drugo je da možda naše očekivanja nisu ispunjena.
Like when I come home from work and expect Jane to have dinner ready.
Kao na primjer kada se vratim doma s posla i očekujem da je Jane napravila večeru.
That's not a bad expectation, is it?
To uopće nije loše očekivanje, zar ne?
Oh, I see lots of men doing that.
Vidim da mnogo muškaraca kaže ne.
But when that doesn't happen.
Ali kad se to ne dogodi.
And I get angry about that.
I ja se zbog toga razljutim.
Is that a proper emotional response to my wife?
Da li je to ispravan emocionalni odgovor na moju supruzi?
Probably not.
Vjerojatno ne.
A third reason that we get angry is usually because we've been hurt.
Treći razlog zašto se razbijesimo, odnosno razljutimo, zato jer nas je netko povrijedio.
It's really easy. Remember one time being at the market and not being able to communicate well in Croatian.
Sjećam se, jedno sam bila na tržnici i nisam mogla jako dobro objasniti prodavačici na hrvatskom što želim.
And I remember being called a glupa Amerikanka.
I sjećam se da su me nazvali glupom Amerikankom.
I maybe didn't understand what a peach was, but I understood that.
I ja nisam možda razumjela peach, odnosno breskva, ali sam razumjela to.
And my response was hurt, but it came out in my anger.
I osjećala sam se povrijeđeno, a reagirala sam bijesno.
It was just that my creation was so bad I couldn't even yell at her because I didn't have the words.
Ali nisam, toliko sam loše pričala hrvatski da se čak nisam mogla niti izderati na nju na hrvatski.
And that was a lady in a dutan a long time ago, but it hurts a whole lot more when it's someone that we live with every day.
I to je bila jedna gospođa u dućanu, no međutim to puno više boli kad nam to napravi netko s kim živimo.
The fourth reason is because we want to be in control or get even in certain situations.
Četvrti razlog je da želimo kontrolirati ili želimo vratiti istom mjerom u određenim situacijama.
This past Christmas.
Upravo prošlog Božića.
I was looking forward to a week of no work.
Iščekivao sam taj tjedan i tjedan dana nisam želio apsolutno ništa raditi.
I had it all planned out in my mind how many hours I was going to be on the couch in front of the TV.
I u svojoj glavi sam iskalkulirao koliko ću sati provesti na kauču ispred televizora.
The problem is I didn't count on the fact that my wife was going to be sick.
Problem je nastao da nisam računao na to da će se moja supruga razboljeti.
And not just a little sick.
I ona se nije samo malo razboljela.
But so sick that she couldn't get off the couch for 2 weeks.
Ona je bila toliko bolesna da nije mogla ustati s kauča kroz 2 tjedna.
Which means that she couldn't cook for those 6 children she just mentioned.
Što znači da za naše 6 djece koje je ona spomenula nije mogla kuhati.
She couldn't clean up after them.
Nije mogla čistiti za njima.
And she couldn't put them to bed.
I nije ih mogla stavljati u krevet.
And so instead of spending my Christmas vacation on the couch.
I umjesto da svoje božićne praznike provedem na kauču,
I spent my Christmas vacation running through the house from child to child until I finally got them into bed at 9 o'clock at night.
Ja sam svoje praznike proveo trčeći kroz kuću za djecom i pokušavajući ih spremiti u krevet i na posljedku bi se umoran srušio na večer nakon što bi oni zaspali.
And after 4 days, my kids would have told you, Dad is a grouch.
I nakon 4 dana što sam se ja brinuo za njih, moja djeca bi vam najvjerojatnije rekla, pa naš tata non stop užasan je, ne može se s njim živjeti.
And it was because I could not control my situation, but I wanted to.
I to je bilo zbog toga što ja tu situaciju jednostavno nisam mogao kontrolirati, a želio sam.
And lots of times life happens.
I često puta život se jednostavno događa.
And we find ourselves in situations that we can't control.
I mi se nađemo u situacijama koje jednostavno ne možemo kontrolirati.
And so how are we going to respond?
I stoga kako ćemo onda na to reagirati?
Are we going to get angry about it?
Hoćemo li se razljutiti?
Or are we going to try to resolve whatever conflict there is because of it?
Ili ćemo pokušavati razriješiti bilo kakav sukob koji se možda zbog toga dogodio?
You see, anger is, it can be a God-given emotion.
Vidite, bijes, odnosno ljutnja, može biti emocija koju nam je Bog dao.
Jim and Lynn mentioned last night a verse from the Bible that says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
Vidite, Jim i Lynn su na sinoćnjem predavanju rekli da možete biti, biblijski stih kaže, budite ljuti, ali ne griješite, neka sunce ne zađe nad vašom srdžbom.
And we sin in anger when we take our anger out on another person.
I mi u bijesu griješimo kada se istresemo na drugu osobu.
But really, we can use anger for what it is, an emotion.
Ali isto tako, bijes možemo uzeti onakav kakav je, on je samo emocija.
We can use it to help us see that something inside needs to change.
I također taj bijes možemo iskoristiti da nam pomogne uvidjeti da se nešto u nama događa.
You know, I have a very smart car.
Vidite, ja imam jedno auto koje je jako pametno.
And recently my car told me that he needed his oil changed.
I nedavno mi je auto poručio da mu je potrebno promijeniti ulje.
And see, it's just a little light on the dashboard that comes on. It says oil change, oil change.
I vidite, to je samo jedna mala lampica na kontrolnoj ploči koja kad svjetluca znači da trebam promijeniti ulje.
And so for about, I don't know, 5 weeks I ignored it.
I kroz jedno 5 tjedana ja sam tu lampicu jednostavno ignorirao.
And you know, it never went away.
Ta lampica nije prestala svjetliti.
It continued to glow longer and longer each time.
Ona jednostavno sve duže i duže svjetlila.
Until I did what it told me to do and I changed the oil.
Sve dok nisam napravio ono što sam trebao i promijenio ulje.
And that orange light is exactly what anger is.
I upravo to narančasto svjetlo je naš bijes.
It is a warning light telling us that something needs to change in here.
To je upozoravajuće svjetlo koje nam pokazuje da nešto u sebi trebamo promijeniti.
And until we change it,
i sve dok to ne promijenimo,
that anger is just going to get stronger and stronger.
Ta ljutnja će se samo pojačavati.
It's a lot like stress that's on the outside of us, just puts pressure on us.
To je nešto poput stresa koji nam jednostavno stvara pritisak.
We have pressure from the kids, pressure from work, pressure from having to pay the bills.
Osjećamo pritisak od djece, od posla, od toga da trebamo platiti račune.
It's a lot like this tube of toothpaste.
To je jako slično ovoj pasti za zube.
Because when you squeeze the tube of toothpaste, what comes out?
Jer kad stisnete pastu za zube, što iziđe van?
What's inside?
Ono što je unutra.
Toothpaste.
Pasta.
And when we get squeezed,
a kad se nas pritisne,
what comes out is what's going on inside us.
Onda na naša usta izlazi ono što se u nama događa, ono što je u nama.
And so for us to handle that in a wrong way is only going to create more mess.
I ako se s tim nosimo na pogrešan način, time ćemo stvoriti samo još veći kaos.
Some people seem to be angry people by nature.
Za neke ljude se čini da su jednostavno po prirodi ljuti.
And other people tend to get angry for a season.
Čini se da su neki ljudi po godišnjim dobima izgledaju više, da se razljute više.
I tend to be that type of person. I get angry for a while.
Ja sam takav tip osobe. Ja jednostavno neko vrijeme budem ljut.
Then I blow up.
I onda eksplodiram.
And then I cool down.
I onda se smirim.
And everything's fine for a while.
I onda je neko vrijeme sve u redu.
But that cycle continues to happen.
Ali taj ciklus se neprestavno ponavlja.
All until I learn to control my anger.
Sve dok nisam naučio kontrolirati moju ljutnju.
And see, it's a choice that you can make.
I to je izbor, to je odluka koju svatko od nas može donijeti.
And this week I made a really bad choice.
A ovaj tjedan sam donio jednu jako, jako pogrešnu odluku.
I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. I was feeling really bad. I was getting a sore throat and I knew that Saturday was coming and I needed to be well and able to speak.
Mislim da je to bilo u srijedu i četvrtak. Počelo me boljeti grlo i znao sam da se približava subota i da moram biti zdrav.
I had to take a couple of our kids down to get new passports.
Trebao sam našu djecu odvesti u policijsku postaju da napravimo nove pasoše.
And I was running late in the morning.
I već ujutro sam kasnio.
So as I'm getting the kids out to the car,
i dok sam djecu pokušavao staviti u auto,
our little dog runs through people's feet, out the door, out the gate, and she's gone.
Naš mali pas jednostavno se provukao između naših nogu kroz našu kapiju i pobjegao je.
And it made me so mad.
I ja sam se toliko razbjesnio.
And when I found that dog,
i kad sam pronašao tog psa,
I'm not going to tell you what I did to the dog.
Neću vam reći što sam mu napravio.
But I got really, really angry at the dog.
Ali sam toliko bio ljut na tog psa.
And I yelled at the dog.
Da sam na njega vikao.
And the kids just stood there like this and just their eyes wide open.
A moja djeca su stajala i gledala širom raširenih očiju.
But you know, at one point I thought to myself,
ali u jednom trenutku sam promislio,
I really need to just let Jane deal with this situation because I am getting too angry.
Promislio sam, moram reći Jane da se pozabavi ovom situacijom jer ja jednostavno postajem biti previše ljut.
But did I listen to my wiser self?
Ali da li sam poslušao svoj mudri dio sebe?
No.
Naravno da nisam.
But you see, I stood at a point and made a choice not to follow my wiser self.
Ali vidite, ja sam se suočio sa, došao sam do trenutka odluke i mogao sam odlučiti da li ću poslušati taj mudri glas u sebi.
And what I'm hoping that as I go on in years, that I will make better and better choices about not becoming angry.
I ja se nadam kako postajem stariji da ću donositi dobre odluke da neću biti tako ljut.
How many of us know older people who just live in a world of bitterness?
Koliko vas poznaje starije ljude koji jednostavno su žive u svijetu gorčine?
I think of one lady that I know and every word that comes out of her mouth is poison.
Ja poznam jednu stariju gospođu i svaka riječ koja izlazi iz njezinih usta je otrov.
And that didn't happen. She wasn't like that when she was 25 and 30 and 35.
I to se nije dogodilo samo tako. Ona nije bila takva kada imala 25, 30 i 35 godina.
But this lady made choices all along the way about how she was going to handle her anger and her hurt and her frustration over time.
Ali ova gospođa je kroz život donosila odluke kako će se nositi sa svojim bijesom, frustracijom i ljutnjom.
And because she never dealt with it, it's like a downward spiral, like a marble going down and down and down.
I zbog toga to je se dogodilo jer je ljutnja kao jedna silazna spirala koja ide samo dublje i dublje.
And pretty soon it lands on the bottom and do you know what it finds?
I odjednom se nađete na dnu i znate što se tamo nalazi?
Bitterness.
Tamo se nalazi gorčina,
depression,
depresija,
and anger with God.
I bijes na Boga.
We don't have to make that choice.
I mi ne moramo donijeti takvu vrstu odluke.
And when we feel ourselves going down that downward spiral, we have the ability to say, stop, make a different choice.
I kada osjetimo da idemo tom silaznom putanjom, trebamo sami sebe reći stani i donesi odluku.
And we want to talk about tonight how can we help ourselves make those better choices.
I večeras želimo govoriti o tome kako možemo sami sebi pomoći da donosimo te ispravne odluke.
The last thing I want to say about anger is this.
Posljednja stvar koju želim reći o bijesu je ovo.
Unresolved anger over time can result in more intense future conflicts.
Bijes i odnosno ljutnja koju s vremenom niste riješili jednostavno može rezultirati intenzivnim sukobima u budućnosti.
You see, every unresolved conflict is like sticking a brick in a wall.
Svaki neriješeni sukob je kao da zabijete ciglu u zid.
And pretty soon it doesn't matter what the conflict's about.
I nakon nekog vremena uopće više nije važno zbog čega se sukob dogodio.
We're just getting to be pretty good brick masons.
Nakon nekog vremena jednostavno jako smo dobri zidari.
Building the wall in between us.
I gradimo zid između nas dvoje.
But for the rest of the evening we want to talk about how we can make choices to do this and to be more unified after a conflict happens.
Večeras želimo govoriti o tome kako se tijekom sukoba i nakon sukoba kako se približavamo jedno drugom i kako postižemo jedinstvo.
And so resolving conflict requires what we call loving confrontation.
I zbog toga rješavanje sukoba zahtijeva ono što nazivamo sukob u ljubavi.
The Bible calls us to speak the truth in love.
Biblija nas poziva na to da govorimo istinu u ljubavi.
And to approach conflict gently.
I da sukobu pristupamo nježno.
Now we women often make a big mistake when it comes to this area.
I mi žene jako često griješimo kada dođemo do ovog područja.
And women probably aren't the only ones who make it, but since I'm the one who does it, that's what I know. I'll tell you, it's a trap. We often try to trap our husbands into a conflict.
Mi često puta nastojimo naše muževe uhvatiti u zamku sukoba.
I didn't really want to have an argument, but I was trapping him.
Ja nisam željela da dođe do sukoba, ali sam mu na neki način postavljala zamku.
This came a few weeks after the delivery of my fifth or sixth child.
Ovo se dogodilo nekoliko tjedana nakon rođenja našeg petog ili šestog djeteta.
And I tried to get my jeans on.
I pokušavala sam navući svoje stare traperice.
And so after about 10 minutes of struggling and shoving them up,